A good evening, a good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Achrimos and Kedoshim. It is a double parsha this week. So it's exciting stuff. His life work had changed the world. For decades, he demonstrated a rare synthesis of vision, brilliance, creativity, courage, and leadership. In his discipline, he forged new roads, leading the way for society to move forward towards a brighter and more enlightened future. Without a shadow of a doubt, if not for his contribution, the world wouldn't be the place it is today. We would be decades, if not more, behind our current status. He set the gold standard for innovation and dedication. He was a genuine revolutionary, and his impact on the world will never be forgotten. Now, before we reveal this mystery man, let me ask a question for all of us. Is this nameless, accomplished individual a role model for ourselves? For our children, do we strive and endeavor to be like him? Do we pray that we raise our children, our grandchildren, to follow in those lofty footsteps? Now, our immediate reaction would be like, what kind of silly question is that? Of course we do. To lead that kind of life, to have that kind of impact on society, to actually make the world a better place, what more can one ask for from their children? Is there any more or greater Yiddish anachas than that? Is there? The Kohen Gadol, the high priest, had a job, a mission, a unique role that was assigned to him from the first moments that he put on his special priestly garb. And that was to be the spiritual leader of the Jewish people. Dedicating his life to serving the temple on behalf of the Jewish people was only a small part of his role. But broader than that, his job was to be an advocate for the Jewish people, to pray for the safety and well-being of each and every Jew, both physically and spiritually, to help raise the level of godliness amongst the Jewish nation, to mobilize and inspire an army of Kohanim, of priests, to go out and teach Torah, to spread godliness to the Jewish people all across the land of Israel. He was a Lubavitcher Rebbe before the word Chabad ever existed. He served one of the most prominent and important roles in Jewish society. The king in Sanhedrin, the Melech, the king and the Sanhedrin, the high court, were in charge of the executive, the judicial, and legislative branches of the Jewish government. And the Kohen Gadol, he, the high priest, was responsible for the spiritual well-being of the Jewish nation. That was his job. That was his unique role. He was responsible for the spiritual well-being of the masses. And he needed to be a great leader. But what makes a great leader? What qualities does someone need to possess to be a great leader? Forests have been felled and oceans of ink have been spilled trying to answer this exact question. Tonight, I want to offer one approach, a philosophy that was eloquently put forth by British-American New York Times best-selling author Simon Sinek in his best-selling book, Leaders Eat Last. Sinek argued that great leaders are the ones, and I'm going to quote, they put their own interests aside to protect us or to pull us into the future. Leaders would sooner sacrifice what is theirs to save what is ours. And they would never sacrifice what is ours to save what is theirs. This is what it means to be a leader. It means they choose to go first into danger, head first toward the unknown, and when we feel sure they will keep us safe, we will march behind them and work tirelessly to see their visions come to life and proudly call ourselves their followers. Elsewhere, he writes, the true price of leadership is a willingness to place the needs of others above your own. Great leaders truly care about those they're privileged to lead and understand that the true cost of the leadership privilege comes at the expense of self-interest. In short, they put the well-being of their subordinates, of the ones who they lead, above their own. The title of the book, Leaders Eat Last, the title itself is derived from a conversation Sinek had with a Marine Corps general at an Army base. And to quote again, it's the last time I'm quoting. Officers eat last, the general told him. Sinek watched as the most junior Marines ate first, while the most senior Marines took their place at the back of the line. What's symbolic in the chow hall is deadly serious in the battlefield. Great leaders sacrifice their own comfort, even their own survival, for the good of those in their care. That's what it means to be a great leader. And the question is, how is that model of leadership translated into the role of the Kohen Gadol? So we would obviously think the Kohen Gadol, who is the spiritual leader, should place the spiritual well-being of the Jewish people above his own. He should forgo his own spirituality for all those he's responsible to lead. And yet, in our parsha, we seem to see the exact opposite formulated. When prescribing the service of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest on the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, the Torah says, V'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beiso uva'ad kol kahal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol must first focus on achieving atonement for himself, v'chiper ba'ado, for himself, then his family, uva'ad beiso, then only after that, uva'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Only after himself and his family does he focus on the spiritual atonement of the Jewish people. How could this be? Shouldn't the order be reversed? Forget yourself. Or at the very least, you should come at the very end. Don't leaders eat last? Why does he focus on his personal and familial spiritual being before that of the Jewish people? Isn't this against what it means to be a leader? I believe the answer to this conundrum can be solved by properly addressing and answering the original question that we asked. Is the original individual that we described, the man who was innovative and brilliant, a leader who changed society, is he the role model we want for our children? While all of us, myself included, originally jumped and said, of course he is, of course. What more could you ask for? The appropriate answer to that question should be, Rabbi, I don't know. I can't tell you if that individual is the proper role model for my child, because you only shared with me a very small fraction of who that person is. You told me about his public life, his accolades, his accomplishments. But our public successes are only a small portion of who we are. What kind of husband was he? Was he faithful? Was he loving? Was he supportive? What kind of parent was he? Was he patient? Was he encouraging? Was he understanding? What kind of friend was he? Was he caring? Was he selfless? Was he trustworthy? What kind of person was he? Was he honest? Was he generous? Was he genuine? Rabbi, I can't tell you if that person you described should be a role model for my family, because a person's public accomplishments don't tell us who he is behind closed doors, who he is on the inside. There's so much more to a person than just being successful in the public arena, even if that public arena is something very noble and lofty. Unfortunately, there have been many individuals, leaders, innovators, people who changed the world, but in their personal lives, left much to be desired. There have been leaders whose creativity and ingenuity changed the world, but they were also disturbingly abusive and neglectful to their spouses, children, family, and close friends. There have been leaders who led amazing movements, but also led countless extramarital affairs. There have been leaders who built tremendous companies, but were also vicious and cruel to their employees, coworkers, or anyone else they interacted with. These are not people who are role models. Can we admire and respect their hard work and public accomplishments? Yes. But are they our role models? God forbid. If someone had all the degrees and doctorates in the world, they built a billion-dollar company, changed society, but along the way was a dishonest person who mistreated their family, their children, their spouse, their friends, that is most certainly not a person that I am raising or praying for my children to become. We most certainly do not expect perfection. Papal infallibility is not a Jewish concept. But our role models are those unique and rare individuals who strive and perhaps even flirt with excellence, not only in their public accomplishments, but even more importantly, in their character and private lives as well. And so, yes, to bring it all together, it is true that leaders eat last. When it comes to their own personal benefit or gain, they must sacrifice for those they are responsible for, even at their own cost. However, the conversation of what it means to be a leader, who a leader is, cannot even start if one has not worked on and is not continuously working on their own character, their own personal avodas Hashem, service and connection to God. A leader cannot skip steps. Leadership starts from the inside. A leader must always make sure that his or her own foundation is strong. V'chiper ba'ado. And then from that innermost circle, it spreads outward. My next responsibility is to my family. Am I doing what I can to ensure the well-being and spiritual growth of my spouse, my children, my family? V'chiper ba'ad beiso. And only after that, v'chiper ba'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Only after that can one be a true leader, fit for the rest of Klal Yisrael. This is Judaism's vision of leadership. And this is the challenge that God has laid down for every one of us, every single one of us, to be leaders in our own families, in our own lives, in our own communities, each in our own unique way. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.